Hey everyone, this is Tyree and welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. Hopefully everybody had a fantastic Father's Day. I know that I did, and it's awesome to be back and hear from you guys and speak to you guys and run the podcast one more day. So what actually happened for you on Father's Day or just during the weekend for you dads out there? Did you guys get anything special from your children? Did you get any special gifts from maybe your spouse or your girlfriends, or were you just happy to be around them for the day? Message me on the show, let me know so we could talk about it, man. I definitely like to hear about what you guys are going through. Got into a chance to speak to a couple podcasters and message them on their podcast. So shout out to Aunt Capone. Shout out to my guy Patrick on We Live on a Planet. Always a good conversation. Shout out to David for Ebony Noise. Shout out to Tam from Tam's World. You guys were all awesome to speak to. And, oh, and also shout out to my guy Blake Ema from Sparketing. Man, what an awesome podcaster. Actually, their guys are all awesome podcasters. I'm just happy and overly excited to be a part of this community as always. And it's just growing and getting to know all you different people. And it's just awesome, you guys. And so, you know, as long as we keep the conversation is going to communication. I would just love to be in the same room with you guys. So beyond that, I think yesterday, like, we went to a spray park. I don't know if you guys have spray parks where you are, but it's just a nice little place to go. It's above ground where, you know, the kids press the buttons at the playground and the water park sprays and stuff like that, which is a nice alternative to having a pool around in the playground. So, let me think. Yeah, they had a nice alternative. I really just got to hang out with them. We had a nice little picnic. We went out to have dinner. We went to the Asian buffet or whatever like that, which was pretty good food for the price, you know, for like five people or whatever. And that was pretty much my Father's Day. Oh, you know, my own father came through. As you guys know, we did a special podcast where I spoke about him for a moment. We spoke to him. Left him one of my t-shirts, the Stand Your Ground t-shirt. I think this time he had black and gold. We chose some different colors that we're going to be ordering soon. So if you guys are interested, you let me know. I'm going to be posting them up on my webpage and probably in the Anchor community too, if you guys are always interested. And as far as pricing and stuff goes, we haven't really gotten to that part just yet. We just want to generate interest in the t-shirts first of all. So we're going to take a quick break. And we will holler at you guys in a moment. Hey, you guys, this is Tyree from Lock Pop Talks. Tune in every Monday through Friday for new episodes, content, and segments. Send in your questions, your concerns, your comments to the show, and we can talk about them. This podcast is for men who are fathers and husbands who want to make themselves better than what they were yesterday as far as their career, their relationships, and their relationship with their children. Tune in, guys. All right, we're keeping this thing rolling this morning. Shout out to you guys who are keeping up with me. So I got a couple messages from some of the podcasters here in the community, and I just want to take this time to play their messages for everyone to hear. And if you guys are out there, definitely send me a message. It's quite all right. If you have a message, question, concern, maybe you have some information you want to share, I invite all of that to happen because it will get played here on the show. You guys, it's awesome to be a part of this community. As I said, once again, it's just a thrill to, one, hear real people out here and to engage with real people. And it's just a humbling experience to me. So let's get into this thing, all right?
Tyree, what is good? Thanks, brother. I appreciate that. You know, I think the thing that gets in my way a lot, it's the ego. I think that blocks us a lot, too. The ego fights and says that I can do it myself. I don't need any help, and I know what I'm doing, and I know more than other people, and I think I can do it. And, yeah, I've just got to that point where I guess I'm in that category of, like, that dry drunk. I was talking about it the other day, but thanks, man. You know, I finally started owning my sobriety. The first year I was real excited about it, and then I never talked about it again. And now I should own it more, I guess. You're right. And realize that that's a constant battle that I'm fighting. And at least I have that under control. Well, the best under control I can. I haven't drank today. That's all I can say. You know, one day at a time, brother. Thanks so much for the support. I appreciate it. And much love to Rochester.
All right, you guys. You just heard my boy Pat from We Live on a Planet. Pat, it's always good to hear from you, man. And, you know, my man Pat is a warrior, y'all. If y'all don't know, this man is a warrior, okay? He not only listens to the podcast, but he runs his own successful podcast. And he is just unafraid to talk about the things, the issues that a lot of people handle from the day-to-day things. And I always find myself like a student of his, you know, just really listening to what it is that this man goes through and how he just pushes forward. And it is very inspiring to me. It keeps me going. And I just love hearing, you know, love hearing from him and talking to him and tuning into his podcast. So again, thank you, Pat, for that message, man. And you know what? Just keep doing your thing. Thank you for definitely listening to the podcast. And I just hope to hear more from you, brother. And let's just continue to grow. All right, let's keep it going.
Hey, my brother, I just got your message, man. I wanted to show some appreciation for you checking out my podcast and leaving me comments. It's actually the first comment I've gotten, first message I've gotten. So I just want to show some appreciation, and I'm definitely going to play it on a future podcast, probably the next one, which will be number 20. So thanks for showing the love and give your love back. I've been checking yours out, man. You're interesting. I like your flow. So I'll be checking you out quite a bit. Just want to say good looking on that, man. And one love.
All right, you guys. That was David from the Hood. Shout out to his podcast. He reminds me so much of my family down south. More accurately, my Uncle Buck down south. I definitely like hearing from him. My Uncle Buck, he keeps it real with me and my dad, you know, just like David does here on his podcast. It was awesome to hear from you, my guy, and hopefully I get to tune into your stream again, message you again, and like I said, grow the relationship. So thank you for shouting back out to me. All right, so this next segment is from my guy, Ant Capone, Ant Capone Show, and on one of his podcasts, he talks about when you're stepping out into the world, when you're doing something new with yourself and you're doing something that no one else has ever done or even dreamed to talk about with you, that you may run into what he calls dream crushers. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but dream crushers are the people that it could be you, first of all. You could be your own dream crusher. But it is about the people who are just not feeling where you're coming from. Or they see that when you're going somewhere, they're not going somewhere. Over on our podcast, we talk about we lead by example. We can't worry about what people don't want to do. We teach over here that if you do something, then that will inspire someone else to do what they need to do or what they want to do. And so this message is from my guy, Ant Capone, and I really enjoyed this segment of his podcast.
What's going on, Mr. Tyree? Ant Capone here, man. Mine, I appreciate you, mine, for sending that message, mine, because, you know, that's how I was feeling too, mine. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, I was feeling like wasn't nobody with me, mine. Wasn't nobody on my side, really, mine. You know what I'm saying? Because everything was just so new to everybody, mine. But you know what the good news is, though? We need dream crushers, mine. Because sometimes, mine, the dream crushers are who push us to where we going exactly, mine. So, appreciate you once again for stopping in, mine. It's your boy, Ant Capone.
Again, thank you, Ant, for that response, man. It's awesome to hear from you. And, you know, like I said, I'm putting your response out on the podcast, not your information. But if you guys are feeling it, you know, definitely applaud, favorite, like, or whatever on the podcast. So we definitely know what's going out there. And that I want to be able to make sure that we're doing the right thing over here at Lock Pop Talks. The next message we got is from Tam on Tam's World. That is the name of her podcast. Tam reminds me of my Aunt Brenda and the fact that she is like open and willing to say what she needs to say to get it out there. My Aunt Brenda is a no holds barred type of woman. and she could be scary sometimes, but it's not like I can't talk to her. It's like appreciative. We need more people in our lives who are not afraid to tell people about themselves or who are not afraid to share their own story. So this message here is from Tam from Tam's World. So let's take a listen.
Hey, Tyree. I am so happy to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, the weight gain thing, it just kind of sneaks up on you. And now I find myself in a situation where I need to lose like 50, maybe 60 pounds. So if you are in your 30s, man, take heed. It does not get better. It does not get easier. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is to start adapting a healthy lifestyle, because, man, the struggle is too real. Nice to meet you, my new friend. Take care.
All right, you guys. And that was Tam from Tam's World. Like I said, she is the awesome podcast. You know what? She should introduce everybody's podcast. Just she could charge for her voice, okay? If you guys don't understand, she could charge for the way her voice sounds and do like voice acting, voiceovers, intros, commercials. Tam, if you out there, you hear this message, girl, you need to find, you got a voice. You got to get out there and let the world know what you sound like, because you are amazing. All right, you guys, so that was the messages we got. I do have one more. This is for my guy, Blake Ema. Blake, I'm not too sure if you wanted me to play your response out there. I could if it's okay. I did see that you had some personal information on the message you sent me, so that's the only thing I was like afraid of. So message me, Blake, or call me, whatever. It's all good. And let me know what's okay, what's not okay, and I can follow those rules for you. All right, my boy? All right, you guys, so let's keep this thing rolling, and let's get it done. All right, you guys, we're back from the break. So really want to get into this thing. Don't want to tie you guys up for too long. So one of these teachings that we're going to talk about this week is taking control of the situation. Yes, taking control of the situation. I don't want you guys out here be boorish. I don't want you being pig-headed or anything like that, or just, you know, ramming your head against a wall. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is taking control of the situation, which means I'm not going to allow my excuses to run my life. For a lot of guys, I'm not saying the ones that are listening, but if you are listening, a lot of us men don't like to use that word. We hate that word, excuses, you know, because it imparts a weaker side of us, which is, to some people, it's true. But if you're letting the excuses run the show, then you are not going to experience the thrill of being successful. You're not going to allow yourself to feel the moment of winning, the achievement of doing. You won't get there. How are you going to start taking control of your life? One thing is, you're going to start working with what you already got. I don't care what you're doing. If you want to, let's say, for example, I wanted to start a podcast and I was waiting for the perfect opportunity because of a time schedule and microphone and sound room and all of that. Listen, guys, when I record these, I'm in my back room with the doors closed with a couple pillows around me. Okay, and I'm using a $5 mic I got from Five Below. Sometimes I do have a better mic, but I can't find it right now. And that is taking control of the situation. It should not be holding you up. Nothing should be holding you up from what it is that you want to do. If you guys are out there, say you want to write a book or something like that, but you don't have a computer and you don't have the internet or something like that, who cares? Get your behind a notebook and a pen, a crayon and a piece of paper. Get your phone that has a text messaging app. You can text message yourself on your phone if you even have one. And guess what? There's a public library for you. These are just basic examples of things that you can do to take control of your situation. You are not going to have everything you want, but you will have everything you need. And that is how you get things done. This same thing can be applied to your relationship. For you fellas that listen out there, for the ladies that listen out there, you don't need your man to get you the perfect thing. You don't need to go out there and get the perfect thing. That's what we want, but it's not what we need. Go out there and you start something for yourself. Don't worry about the tools. The tools will come, because I've learned that it's not a test of what's in your pocket. It's a test of what's in your mind. Are you creative enough to make that happen? And if you're not, find somebody who's creative enough. Speak to people who are creative enough who can impart some information to you that is going to help you in the long run. And then you build on top of that. Now, segmenting this even further for us guys, if you are looking to maybe date a woman, or you want to take your wife out or your girlfriend out for a date, and maybe you don't have the money like that to show them that, you know, that night out on the town that you want to give them so badly. Because trust me, I'm like that. I want to give my lady a night out on the town, have so much fun, whatever, you know, nightcap it and everything, right? But I remember that my most creative years were when I was younger. when we were dating, I did not have a lot of money. You know, I think I made like $180 a week or something like that. So it wasn't too much money, and I definitely couldn't use it to blow it on a date when I had a whole nother week to get through. We used to have, we would have breakfast, you know, in the morning. I used to take her in our backyard, and we would have like, you know, French toast with syrup and whipped cream and strawberries and stuff. You know, I used to buy that stuff like from the store and make it rather than go out to breakfast in the morning. The same thing about going to dinner. You know, we would make pasta dinner with Italian sausages and peppers and stuff like that. That's what I would make with a candlelight dinner we bought from like the Dollar Tree or something. And I did not have everything. Like, what I wanted to do was go out to dinner, but we already had everything we needed. I just didn't have everything I wanted. All right. So for, you know, with your children or for the women that are listening, this small information is for you guys too. You don't have to wow your man. You want to wow your man, you know, there's some basic things that you can do. You don't have to, you know, slap all the makeup on your face. Don't get me wrong, we appreciate it, but tell you what, some nice lip gloss and some shimmer on them lip, you know, that'll work. That works just fine. And if you guys are already out there doing that, then that's awesome, because you're one step in the game, and you can start sharing that information with other people, and so that would be amazing for you guys to be going through. So yes, take control of the situation. No longer do you need to wait for the perfect thing to happen. You don't need to wait for someone else to give you the A-OK. You give yourself the A-OK, get out there and make some things happen. All right, my name is Tyree. This channel was called Lock Pop Talks, and I will check you guys tomorrow. What is going on, everybody? It's Tyree here from Lock Pop Talks. Hopefully everybody out there is having a fantastic day. I know that I am. So just quickly get into this podcast. I'm out and about with my daughter, Skylar. She's with her mom right now. She's having her graduation, you know, 12 years old. And I think she's moving on to middle school, but it's in a high school. Schools here in Rochester, that's what they do. They don't have a middle school. They jump right into high school. So she's getting herself ready for her graduation today. And so as her dad, I am so excited and proud of her. She's worked really hard and she stayed true to herself. She's made a lot of good friends and she'll be moving on after this summer. So if your children out there and they're graduating this year, congrats to all the children and all the graduates for today. Hopefully they get to enjoy themselves, get to enjoy their accomplishments. And they're ready to take the next step in their life. So I'll take a short break and let's get back into this thing.